This is the EWN Radio Network.
This is Close Up with Phyllis Smith.
And welcome. I am so happy to have you here. Look, there is no doubt about it that networking is key to growing a business, but not all of our networking involves that belly-to-belly kind. Networking online is vital to a global economy, and let's face it, thanks to the internet, we are all in a global business. But with all of the options out there for social networking, there is one that seems to outshine the others when it comes to creating serious relationships for your business. LinkedIn is where business people go to make strategic partnerships that support their business. And my guest today was an early adapter of LinkedIn and has spent the last 15 years in business consulting and helping people create powerful partnerships. She calls herself the connection expert. Please welcome Amy Cole, the CEO of Amy Cole Connect. Amy, welcome.
Thank you, Phyllis. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is, you know, I like to say this is unlocking the mysteries of LinkedIn, I guess, because it seems so serious, it's so important, and it is just kind of, I think anybody, especially experts like yourself in social media, will all say that LinkedIn is sort of the grown-up place for doing business, right? So, yes. But let's, before we even start there, you know, you're a networker. You're a connector of people. Can a business thrive at all without networking? And is it different today than it ever was, or it's just more difficult because of the internet?
Well, I think that no. Number one, no business can survive without networking. And if we ask, you know, me, 15 years entrepreneurial, and or all our listeners today, in fairness, every connection that we have and every network that we build is referrals are the number one way our businesses grow, right? Little marketing engine out there that know, like, and trust us, tell someone else, and that phone call is a warm call, and it generally does generate revenue and turn into a business. So we absolutely cannot walk away from networking, but we absolutely have to start to embrace that online scary, oh, my gosh, what do you say? Oh, my goodness, how do you do it? So I do want to compliment you. You're absolutely right. LinkedIn is the grown-up version of having tea and coffee. It's not chit-chat. You know, it's the number one professional networking online resource.
Mm. So why is that? What is it about LinkedIn that makes it that, you know, that the professional place, the place where professionals go to connect?
Well, I think LinkedIn has done a fantastic job corporately of making sure that they're a front runner in professional networking. You notice other organizations like a Facebook, there were Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, all these other Foursquares, all these other companies come into play. But somehow LinkedIn on a corporate strategic level has made sure that they are going to hold their place in the sun as the professional online network. Also, they attract people that have a median salary of $100,000 a year. Facebook is $50,000 and Twitter is $30,000. Mm-hmm. And I will never discount how imperative those two opportunities are, Twitter, Facebook. But I will say that if you are truly, sincerely out to find six-figure companies to partner with and or six-figure individuals or multi-million dollar businesses, then LinkedIn is the platform that you should be spending your time on.
And it really does make a difference. I mean, don't you see, in terms of the difference, like Facebook, Twitter, they're, to me, where you go to sort of create that warm relationship, whereas LinkedIn is where you almost take action with those relationships. Would I be accurate in saying
that? Yeah, I think you're on it, but I do want to make sure people realize it's yet another platform to be personal, warm, and genuine, okay? Mm. But yes, the person receiving on the other end understands that you're reaching out because, in fairness, we are doing business on this network. And I do like to always say, guys, we're not selling something on here. We're actually building our brand. We're building our personal brand, our credibility. We're becoming the go-to resource. We're offering content. We're sharing so that people understand the value that we can bring, the intelligence that we bring. And in that platform, we become revered. And so, therefore, a partnership, when you do reach out, is interesting to the other person. Am I making sense?
You are, and I think what you hit on is LinkedIn, there are no apologies about doing business, whereas
no.
I think sometimes people can get offended in a way if you're on Facebook, you have a Facebook page, and if you get a little, quote, salesy, or, you know, people get turned off if that's the way they're connecting with you. They just want to, you know, it doesn't mean they don't want to do business with you, but they get a little suspicious, whereas LinkedIn, as you just said, that's where people go to do business, no apologies.
Exactly. I will say one thing. Unfortunately, the medium is becoming a more of a revenue generator stream for LinkedIn, the company. So with that comes a little bit more of advertising. So sometimes when you're looking something up now, you are starting to get not so much the word bombarded, because that's not fair, but you will be encouraged to take an interest in someone to the right column that may be promoting, let's say, sales techniques, because you're writing to a sales technique guy.
Okay.
So, well, that is happening. That is the transition of these online platforms.
What I'd like you to go through for people who, you know, I have to tell you, I have a LinkedIn account and I don't play there very much. I'm not playing there, and maybe it's because I don't yet have my own business. I'm not necessarily networking on that level at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
So people who aren't really playing there, just overall, what are some of the things that you can do on LinkedIn?
Well, one of the number one things that I feel very important to talk about is that it categorizes your network for you for first, second, and third connections. So if you have reached out to your colleagues in college, if you have reached out to the colleagues that you worked for in your past, if you do have your sister, your brother-in-law, and other, you know, e-women network, let's just say, associations that you're associated with, and you have started to build your network, 50 people, 100 people, I'm not going to judge. I mean, the heart is to get it above 500 people, and we'll go there in a minute. But they qualify those people for you. That means you've asked that person to connect in a genuine way, and they've said yes, and therefore that's a first connection of yours. So if you ever need a lawyer and you punch in lawyer under search, it all pops up, your first connections that are lawyers, your second connections that are lawyers, and your third connections. Well, guess what? Those are no longer cold calls. Those are gold calls. You want to find a lawyer or you want to sell something to a lawyer, all of them are already qualified as your first connection. So I say, why are you calling your third connections? You've got a gold list of your first connections. And they've done that work for you. And that gold list is always updated. This is really interesting, Phyllis. You're going to love this. For those that are organized but have the business cards all wrapped up in the rubber bands, guess what? Online, Phyllis has updated her platform. You know, you wrote your new email address. You put your new job. You've updated the information. So they may remember you from another past, okay? But they don't have to worry about finding that card in your old cell phone number and, oh, my gosh, I think she left IBM. I think now she's with, you know, Deloitte. Okay, hold everything. Doesn't matter. On LinkedIn, the professional updates that platform. So it's self-perpetuated. So this is not old dated information anymore. In other words, I own a recruiting company. That's how I ended up being such an early adapter of LinkedIn 10, 15 years ago. And I have a database of 9,000 design fashion candidates from New York City, doesn't matter, West Coast, East Coast, and some overseas. But guess what? If they've left Donna Karen and the email was acole@donnakaren.com, I can't find that girl. But I go right to LinkedIn, right? So my database would take a staff to clean up all those contacts.
I see. And that's, wow. Okay. And so if you can explain, just lay out for me again, first, second, and third connections.
Sure.
Explain the difference to me.
Okay, absolutely. I love it. It's the basics, but it's so important. So number one is you have called Amy Cole. You wrote to me, Amy Cole, and said, let's get linked. And I said yes, because Phyllis, I know and I adore you and I listen to your show and I think what you have to bring to the table is valuable. So I enjoy you as a person. I enjoy you professionally. We're first connections. I could call you up and ask you something. then a second connection might be Tammy, that is your friend but not mine. But because I know you, I'm connected to Tammy through you. So she's my second connection. Okay? Now, I want to talk to Tammy because there's something I think could be valuable to her as well. So I would write to you and say, Phyllis, how close are you with Tammy? Would you be, would it be possible to make an introduction? I think she and I could be wonderful strategic partners. And you might say, you know what, I don't feel comfortable, I'd rather not. Or, oh my goodness, we go to the gym together, we're dear friends, she's amazing, you two are, you know, two peas in a pod, let me send that invitation. And on LinkedIn, you can invite two people to get to know each other.
Okay.
Okay. Now, your third connection is that I'm connected to David, who's Tammy's connection. I know Phyllis. Tammy's number two, so I could ask Tammy to get me connected. Excuse me, Phyllis to get me. But my third is through you, I'm two people away.
Okay? Got
so
it.
She's my third.
Right.
Okay? Okay?
And so when you're, and then LinkedIn deciphers that for you.
Yes, because I'm not connected. I never, you know, Tammy never asked me to connect, and I never asked Tammy directly, and I never accepted her. So I'm only, so I'm two people away from her. It's a web. The algorithm of LinkedIn is genius. It's like Google. I'm telling you, it is smarter than smart. It has a wonderful search engine. So, yes, that's the other thing. The technology behind LinkedIn is very sophisticated. So to know you, then I would know every one of your connections is now my second connection.
Got it. I understand now. Okay, cool.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But now that sounds kind of that web sounds similar to Facebook as well.
It is similar to Facebook as well. It is. But I can, yes, and you could go use Facebook in this way also. But LinkedIn, you know, is professional, so therefore I would feel more confident saying, Phyllis, I have an opportunity in Dallas. I see that you're connected with Tammy. She lives in Dallas, and would it be possible to introduce me as I'm going to be there in the next week?
I understand.
You know,
yeah.
It's just a one step up.
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying. So it's again, the place for grown-ups, for business grown-ups.
Yeah,
and, you know, yeah. So you know, now people make mistakes. What are some of the big mistakes you've seen made when it comes to networking, and what would you recommend doing differently?
Okay. The biggest mistake is asking before giving. The biggest mistake is not building that relationship. You know, I unfortunately today LinkedIn people and everyone are walking in the door and saying, hi, I'd like, you know, would you promote me? No, I will not promote you. The bottom line is I need to know you. I need to understand who you are. I need to respect the gifts that you bring to the table. What are your expertise? Before I then introduce you to Tammy, right?
Right.
So it's asking before creating the relationship, before building the relationship. And on LinkedIn, how do you build the relationship? Well, you might interact. You might say something like, we share a common group, a women's networking group. I see you dialogue in there often. Again, I hear your show and I find it fascinating. I would love to speak with you for 2 minutes. Okay, we're building relationships on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a relationship builder. I call it relationship networking. That's my little heart of hearts. Network your network by building the relationship. The other thing that people are not doing well on LinkedIn is they're not giving their authentic brand. We have a personal brand. And that personal brand is in everything we do. It's in our. It's in the boardroom. It's corporately when I'm the vice president of sales. It's how I interview candidates. It's how I speak on the radio show with humor. With, you know, it's who Amy Cole is. So have that personality on LinkedIn. Don't just bullet the credentials you bring to the table, you know, with all your acronyms, lawyer, accountant, HR director, and all those things. You know, my passion is helping professionals find the jobs that fill their life. You know, speak in those kind of terms so that when someone sees your profile, they say, oh, that girl's warm, I get her. You know, I'm a woman who swims in the Hudson, don't ask, but there's a few of us crazy birds in New York City.
Oh, my God, I'm like skeeving all over the place.
And, you know, it's a little gross. It has its energy, but it's fantastic. So, but you know, so we do an annual swim around the Statue of Liberty, and I think honestly, I have it somewhere in my profile, and it will come up. You're crazy. You swim in the Hudson. You know, now that's unprofessional. Some people would say, but it's a one-liner at the bottom to engage and to bring personality to that flat profile, right? Because the internet's a flat profile if you don't make it warm.
I think that is really, really smart. It, you know, it's if you even look at a building a resume, if you, you know, to stand out, and that sounds to me what you're saying too, is how do you stand out among the sea of people on LinkedIn?
Yeah.
One way is to warm up your profile.
Yes. So your personal brand needs to shine through that, and in your voice as you speak and you interact. And when you interact in groups, are you offering some type of knowledge that's going to help them? Did you find a new platform to manage your calendar that, oh, my goodness, I love this calendar manager. You know, you might get a kick out of this, or this article really opened my eyes to time management. You know, something that you know everyone's struggling with.
Right.
And then there's a third, if I can just jump in. I mean, there's many, but there's another reason way people are not capitalizing on LinkedIn is within that profile, they have not optimized their keyword search.
Mm.
Okay, so let me just use the example, because it's an easy one, of a financial planner. Now, I call my guy my financial planner. Another person calls him financial advisor. Another person, wealth management, estate planner. Okay, well, my guy doesn't like the term estate planner because he's really not an estate planner. But if I wake up in the morning and go, honey, you know, we really got to pay attention. College is around the corner. We really need an estate planner. We got to get this act together. Remember that the person looking for you on LinkedIn is going to use the terms that they're comfortable with. So pepper your profile with estate planner, financial advisor, wealth management, all of the ones that might come to be. Okay, because your title might be financial advisor, and that's fine and that's fantastic. But if you can pepper your profile with other words that someone might use, then when they search for a wealth manager or an estate manager, right, you're going to pop up because you're their number one contact. But if you never if you haven't peppered your profile with other search words, you've just dogged yourself.
Brilliant. Listen, Amy, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to find out what the best advice is to give you using LinkedIn on how to increase your revenue while decreasing workload, stress, and worry. So stand by after the short break.
Hi, this is Steve Gibb, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. You can listen to us Tuesdays, noon Eastern, on the EWN Radio Network. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant, created for a purpose. The world needs you, and we want to help. Listen to me and my guest, Tuesdays noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, on the EWN Radio Network as we help you learn how you can be a thriving entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking, to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
You're listening to Close Up with Phyllis Smith.
And thank you for sticking around. Or maybe if you're just joining us, I am talking with Amy Cole. She is the CEO of Amy Cole Connect. She herself is the connection expert. There's many ways to connect with people. Relationship networking is what it's all about in terms of growing your business. But today, specifically, we're talking about LinkedIn, unraveling the mysteries of LinkedIn. So, Amy, what is the best advice that you would give on using LinkedIn to increase revenue while decreasing your workload, stress, and worry? I mean, is that even possible?
It is possible. I will not mislead anybody out there, but what it takes is discipline. It is not difficult, but it's discipline. The very first step, Phyllis, is to make sure that your profile is optimized, to make sure that your professional brand sings to the audience that you want it to sing to, and that you have used search word optimization so that your profile is found readily and quickly by your targeted audience. I'm going to give a little tidbit in here. 93% of companies today, this was a fact for 2014, so it's, so you know, 2014, 93% of companies looking for consultants and services went to LinkedIn. So
wow.
If 93% of companies, because it's so efficient and it's so polished, so if 93% of companies are going for radio show hosts on there, you bet your bippy, you better have your radio show, you know, polish on. Spit shine that profile. Put the lipstick on, as I like to say. Get it together. And so, you know, it's the branding. It's the optimization piece. And so after that is done, okay, because that takes a minute to create the profile that really does resonate, is you, has the appropriate picture, join the right groups, make sure your endorsements and recommendations are up to snuff and updated. That is basically, it's like filling out anything. It's a profile. Now you need to work the system. And when you say de-stress the life, the bottom line is, pick the platform that is right for your business. And if LinkedIn is right for your business, then truly dedicate the hour twice a week to just LinkedIn. You know, I mean that from the heart. And it's something that I do. It's my number one marketing and sales tool. And, you know, I have a lot of young men and women take an interest, and I say young candidly, but executives all over, want to link with me. And I have to look at that aspect also. So you would look at your invitations. You'd look at people that wrote to you. You'd look into your groups. But you will have predetermined the groups that you should be in, right? Why play in a sandbox that's not right for you?
Right. Right.
And you can learn that quickly, too. If the sandbox is filled with too much technical information and not enough spiritual, let's say you mix the two in your business, then maybe then get out of that technical group and move into the one that's warmer and marries both so that you're resonating. I call it spiraling up with your target audience. Spiraling up in business. You tend to have your good friends or motivated people, professional, happy in their marriage, working on things. I mean, we surround ourselves with like-minded people. Do the same thing on LinkedIn. So that's, you know, how can it remove time? Okay, it can save you time because you're targeted. It's planned, but you've got a target.
Right, and as they say, when you're marketing your business, these days it's no more of a casting a wide net. It's targeting. Who specifically do you want to do business with? Who do you specifically want to attract? So should you connect with everyone that asked you to connect?
Well, you're going to love this answer because I always say up your 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. You know, you shouldn't connect. I know. You shouldn't connect with every single person that asks you to connect with if you really have no clue who these people are. But it is quality over quantity. But hear me out if you would. 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Because it's an exponential reach, right? First person is Phyllis and Amy. We know each other and we're linked and we agreed to link. Second person is Tammy in Dallas, only because I don't know her personally, but she knows you personally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then third person is the outer circle. So the more one connections you have, the more Phyllises I have, the more twos and the more threes I have.
Right.
So
right.
Exponentially, up your degrees of Kevin Bacon means yes. Quantity does make a difference in your reach of getting out. And when you need resources, if you need a real estate lawyer and you type in real estate lawyer, it may be, you know, three people away from me, but it's only two people away from my first. And my first, I happen to have 5,000 people in my network, which isn't that large if you want to know the truth. A lot of people have 20 and 30.
Wow. Okay. So so it is targeted, but you still need to leave yourself open.
Yeah, because,
to a certain respect.
You need to keep yourself open. You know, one woman asked me, you know, my husband thinks he doesn't want to link into the neighbor. He thinks he's going to be paying attention to our business. Well, the neighbor works at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. The neighbor is an upstanding guy. The neighbor is also the father of his son, you know, the son's good friend on the soccer field, the 8-year-old. So if it's not going to hurt you, then the answer is yes, link in, because you do not know his sister-in-law could be in a business that you're interested in. And you would never have that in conversation on the soccer field. But she may pop up and go, oh my goodness, you know, she's working for Saatchi and Saatchi in advertising, and I'm a creative director, and wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. So how would you then, since LinkedIn, since you leave yourself open, but you are still targeting your audience, how do you use LinkedIn effectively to get in front of your target audience?
You know, groups are the most important way there. So, for example, I help professionals, I call it get your professional edge on, and help them position themselves for the next high-level job, up their personal branding, and also, you know, recreate their core competencies and get their professional edge on. So I want to be in front of executives. So I am in groups like Citigroup for women professionals, mm-hmm. because they're banking high-end professionals. And I offer tidbits on LinkedIn in that group once a week. I offer tidbits just on basic networking when you go to a conference.
Mm.
You know, plot your course, enjoy your people, use your two ears and not your one mouth, listen more than speaking, you know, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So I am an engagement there, and then should they ever need help with LinkedIn, getting their LinkedIn profile up, then they would find me in that mix, in that group. Now, I'm not an executive in banking. I'm not in Citibank at all. That's not my world. But I come with a career coach energy / a LinkedIn expert. So
right.
So they're my audience. Am I making sense to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. okay. So groups are the place to really do that in fairness, because there's 356 million, and if that's the wrong number today, forgive me, because LinkedIn is vastly growing. Oh, my gosh, but I'm pretty sure it's 350-something. And so, you know, you want groups will then get you into a smaller pool. You could be a bigger fish in a smaller pond. There can be 30,000 people in a group, but still, that's a lot smaller than 356 million.
Right.
And if you are working your LinkedIn well, you're waking up, and the two times you're looking at LinkedIn in the week, you're going to your groups because you've already decided that that's the wheelhouse you want to play in.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's so groups is important, and again, I think it's something that you also alluded to when you say I offer little tidbits here and there. I think it's important that what you're coming across to those people in the group is somebody you're showing off, so to speak, your knowledge. You're sharing your knowledge. Not the salesy thing, but by just saying, hey, you can try. It feels like you said it earlier, give before you ask. And so you're giving before you're asking for the business.
Yeah. And you're never giving anything that's uncomfortable or inappropriate, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I do keep examples of men and women that reach out to me in LinkedIn and just blatantly, we share a group. My company offers web design. I looked at your website. It stinks.
Mm-hmm.
That is the biggest delete in America. But I keep those emails because people actually engage in that way, and I am flabbergasted because I am such a touch-and-feel person, and that's where I convert.
Yeah.
And that's what converts in general, don't we all? You even, you know, gain more respect within your own community when you know your industry association breakfast that's once a month.
Yes.
And people go, mm-hmm. and you know, you there's always someone that just happens to be super happy-go-lucky, maybe brings the glazed donuts from, you know, and is known for that.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be known for something of that type. Don't do it if it's not who you are, but be that person that reaches out and, you know, recently had a sad thing happen in my world. It isn't business-related, but it's interesting how the death of a family member can offset the work and focus in my job. And, you know, that's all. Okay, it isn't Facebook where you're putting up tears and all that jazz, but bringing it back to the professional element of when you have a deep loss in your house, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
Or the kids are back to school, and now you've got to get yourself back on kilter. I'm finding a lot of those comments are you finding time management difficult to get the kids back to school and keep your business on course?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, is anything you can talk about in these groups? They're all appropriate to your business.
Yeah. But again, it's people wanting to do business with other people who want to do business, and that makes a difference. No apologies there. So, just as we come to a close here, what would you say right now would be the first thing someone should do in regard to LinkedIn if they're not playing there? What is it, other than, you know, creating an account on LinkedIn, what would you say is the maybe the top three most important things they need to do right away to get their profile up and going?
Okay. The number one thing is to have a picture that really does share who you are and what you are. If you're a corporate navy blazer, white shirt, because you're in upper finance, go with it. If you're not, be who you are as a professional, polished, and look straight at the camera. When you shake hands with somebody, don't you want to look in their eye? So imagine that. That's their first impression. And then I do want your summary to come from your gut. So when I use the terminology personal branding, I really mean to make that summary. Just do a free form of how you service your clients and how you enjoy and love your work, and that will then radiate. And then use a trick, if I may give a trick, on throw some expertise down there in a list that are search engineable. Okay, financial advisor, wealth management, estate planning, all those words that I mentioned that are relative to your title, so that you're searchable and findable. I'm telling you, that makes all the difference in the world. And then we've talked at great lengths. Start enjoying the groups. Take a look at what groups. You can even start in your alumni group if that's your comfort zone, if you're not quite sure where you should be starting and who your target audience might be.
All right, I love it. Picture of you that shapes who you are. Summary from your gut, be you. Throw your expert, all your expertise out there, different names that would apply to what you do. And then get involved in some groups. So this is great. So how could people find you, Amy?
You are welcome to come to amycoleconnect.com/gift, and I actually have a one-pager. I keep it simple, one-pager on the top five things you could do right now to immediately change your revenue stream on LinkedIn.
Beautiful. All right,
so
that's Amy Cole.
Free.
AmyColeConnect.com/gift. Amy, thank you so much. We'll be doing this again. I appreciate you and just sharing all your wisdom today. And I am going to go beef up my profile now.
And I'm going to look at it, so be careful.
Okay, you bet. I'm sending it to you. All right, Amy, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
This is the EWN Radio Network.